Mindfulness of Emotion. This recording has been designed to help you recognize and accept the physical sensations that form part of your fear. Often, when we think about the things that drive our fear, we try to struggle with those feelings of fear, which ends up making them worse. This battle with our emotions can take up considerable time and mental energy, and only serves to make our feelings of fear into more of a problem. The aim of this mindfulness exercise is to help you remove this struggle and accept these emotions and feelings for what they are. This doesn't mean that you have to like these emotions or want them to be part of you. Rather, that you will learn to accept them and let them be. In doing so, you will rid yourself of the internal struggle with the sensations of fear, which is a big step towards recovery. Once you can accept negative feelings and sensations, you can instead focus your energy on taking action to improve your life and tackle the cause of the fear, rather than fighting a battle against physical sensations, which you cannot win. This exercise will last approximately 15 minutes. Take a moment to find a comfortable position. Either sitting with your shoulders relaxed and back straight, or lying on your back with your head supported on a pillow. Close your eyes and begin by focusing on your breathing. Take a few slow, deep breaths. Focus your mind on totally emptying your lungs with each breath out, and then letting them fill up again. Your lungs will naturally take in as much air as they need. There's no need to force air in with deep breaths. Just let your breathing happen, slowly inhaling and exhaling. The next step is to think about a situation which causes you fear or anxiety. Spend some time. Let your mind linger on this feared situation, thinking about every detail you can construct in your mind. As you bring yourself mentally into this feared situation, try to take note of the thoughts and feelings that arise inside you. You can do this by taking a few calming breaths and then scanning your body from top to bottom, searching for the location of the unpleasant sensation. Do this now as you carry on with your slow breathing. Scan every inch of your body for sensations. Check your scalp, forehead, eyes, cheeks, nose, and jaws. Move on to your neck and throat, your shoulders, your arms and hands, your chest, your stomach, your hips and buttocks, your thighs, knees and calves, all the way down to your feet and the tips of your toes. Notice any strong unpleasant sensations brought on by thinking about your feared situation. You might notice several unpleasant sensations, from a pain or dizziness in your head to a lightness in your chest, a lump in your throat, or ache anywhere else in your body. focus on the strongest of these sensations first. Begin to analyze it as though you were a curious scientist. Take an attitude that you are not afraid of or distressed by this feeling somewhere in your body. Rather, that you are interested in knowing as much about it as you can. You are not trying to destroy or change this feeling. Just observing it is enough. Try to perceive as much as you can about this feeling, such as where exactly it is in your body, how large an area it encompasses, how acute the feeling is, and whether it is consistent or rises and falls in intensity. Could you draw a mental line or circle around the affected area? Is it near the surface of your body or deeper down? Is it a hot feeling or a cold one? Is it stronger towards the center or around the edges? As you do this, you will likely get distracted or experience other thoughts about this sensation or your fear. Let this happen. Acknowledge these extra thoughts and then return to your examination. At this point, we are simply observing the sensations, not reflecting on them or trying to understand what causes them. So, if these or any other thoughts find their way into your thinking, take a second to acknowledge them, as you would to an acquaintance passing you on the street, and then return to the task at hand. Observe this feeling with a neutral and open mindset. Don't fight it. Just let it be and watch it, like observing an animal in the wild without disturbing it. Now, in this state of calm mindfulness, let go of the need to struggle with this sensation. You are not admitting defeat or giving any form of approval to this feeling, nor are you saying you want to experience it. You are simply letting go of your need to fight with it every time it appears. Imagine it as part of yourself. See your breath flowing through it and around it. Imagine yourself growing and enlarging to accommodate this new feeling. Let go of the barriers and tension around it, and simply make space for it. Let it be there. As you learn more about this sensation, understanding its parameters and accepting them as being there, you will notice one key point: that this sensation is not nearly as bad as your mind thinks it is. Your brain and your thoughts may tell you that it is too painful or too unpleasant to cope with, and that you need to fight against it. But the reality of what you are now experiencing is very different. This feeling is just that. A feeling. Nothing more. So, ignore what your mind is telling you and simply allow this unwanted feeling to be there. This can be a difficult thing to do. It is natural to want to fight against unpleasant feelings and push them away. If you feel this way, take a second to acknowledge the urge to fight, but do not act on it. Return your attention to the sensation itself, continuing to study every aspect of its size, the exact nature of the feeling, whether it is in fact made up of multiple sensations, and whether it changes at all. Do not try to alter or remove the sensation. Just let it be. Mindfulness is all about recognizing sensations that you are experiencing with an open and objective mind, and to accept them rather than draining yourself by trying to fight against your own sensations. This process may take a few seconds or minutes, or it might take a lot longer. The goal is to focus on this sensation until your need to struggle with it has totally ended. So, be persistent and don't give up. This is a valuable skill in overcoming your fear, and is worth investing some time in. Your mind will probably keep on coming at you with different thoughts and comments. Continue to briefly recognize these interruptions, and then gently return your attention to what you are doing. Your thoughts may come and go, but remain focused on observing this sensation and calming the struggle with it. Once you feel you've won and no longer feel the need to fight against your experienced sensation, keep going. Scan your body from tip to toe again, and locate the next most intense sensation your fear produces. You may need to refresh your mind on the particulars of your feared situation in order to keep experiencing the sensations and identifying them. So, take yourself back to that feared situation. If you need to, recalling every aspect and letting your mind sit there for a moment. Then, work your way down from your head, face and neck to your shoulders, arms, torso, waist, legs and feet, noticing any area that reacts to thinking about your feared stimulus. Repeat the process, studying this new sensation as a scientist would examine an interesting and unthreatening phenomena. Where did it originate? How far down into the body does it go? How intense is the feeling? Is it consistent, or does it vary? Where is it strongest? Continue asking yourselves these sorts of questions and form a mental encyclopedia of this sensation, just like you did with the first. Continue to be aware of the thoughts that pass through your mind without giving into them or losing sight of your objective. What thoughts are you thinking right now? Take a second to notice the thoughts and interpretations that your mind is offering, and what form they take. Are they pictures, words, or voices? Observe the thoughts your mind is sending at you, and then put them to one side and continue. You can repeat this process as often as you need to, until you fully accept all the different sensations that fear produces in you without needing to struggle against them. Take as much time as you need. As we now come to the end of the exercise, refocus yourself on your breathing, letting the simple task of filling and emptying your lungs take up your whole thought process. Gradually inflate and deflate your lungs, noticing how it feels each time. Now, focus on the physical position of your body, where your arms and legs are in relation to your body, how your head is resting, the shape of your legs against the chair, or your neck and back as you lay on the floor. Examine your awareness even further to include your breath, your entire body, the sounds of the room and the sound of my voice. Become aware of all the thoughts and feelings passing through your body simultaneously and get a sense of where you are and what has happened. Congratulate yourself on successfully completing the exercise and learning a valuable life skill. When you are ready, and slowly stand up. Stretch your arms and legs and move around a little. Take your time to congratulate yourself again on completing a difficult exercise and taking in the sense of the moment right now where you have taken a huge step to overcoming your fear.